It is Ryan Seacrest here. People always say it's good to unwind, but that's easier said than done. The exception, Chumba Casino. They actually make it easier done than said, or at least the same. Chumba Casino is an online social casino with hundreds of casino-style games like slots and blackjack. Play for fun. Play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sign up now and collect your free welcome bonus at chumbacasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
You wanna keep it real? You know the deal. Keep you up on game. It won't be the same. Say what's his name? Clint Cole. 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 You're listening to advice from a fuckboy.
Ladies and gentlemen, you tuned in to a new episode of Advice from a Fuckboy. This is your favorite fuckboy, Clint Coley, a.k.a. the Gallus Dem Sugar, a.k.a. the People's Champion, a.k.a. James Brown. New episode, holidays is over, Thanksgiving is over, your leftovers should be over. I had fun, man. Hope you had fun, too. Real quick, just to get a couple of things out there. Number one, don't forget this Thursday, live podcast. If you are in Southern California, there is no reason why you should not be at this live podcast. Live podcast, we are at the Irvine Improv at 8 o'clock. Tickets are free. I'm sorry. When you use promo code Clint, you can click the details of this podcast and you can get tickets. Again, live podcast this Thursday, we are at the Irvine Improv. Tickets are free when you use promo code Clint when you check out. You can get your tickets when you click details of this podcast. It doesn't matter which app you're using, whether it be Stitcher, Apple Music, or Apple Podcasts, or Spotify, whatever. Real quick, also, on top of that, don't forget, we're still doing the Advice from a Fuckboy sale. 30% off all merchandise until next Monday. So, you got all week. Through this week to get you some advice from a fuckboy merchandise. We coming out with advice from, we got dad hats on advice from a fuckboy. So, I mean, you can get whatever you want, make it happen. Again, it's 30% off. Last but not least, Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C. I know I came to your city a bunch of times. This time I'm coming and I'm doing stand-up. How much are tickets? Tickets is $20. I'm doing four shows in D.C. at the Draft House Comedy Theater, but I'm doing stand-up. No podcast, all stand-up. Tickets are $20. Come on to that. All right. Let's talk. All right. The person that I'm actually talking about just tuned in, unless it was her partner. She knows who I'm talking about. You might want to leave this podcast because I'm mad at you right now. Here's the deal. Women only remember what you didn't do and not what you did. Women only remember, fellas, you're never going to win. Women only remember what you didn't do and not what you do. All right. So give you a prime example. A relationship that I was in where the girl was living with me, right? She didn't understand that, she only remembers the shit that I didn't do. Never mind the fact that I moved across the country for your ass. Never mind the fact that I did other things. But you remember me for what I don't do. Fellas, you're never going to win. You're never going to win. What you don't do is what you will always be remembered for. What you don't do, as a matter of fact, turn to your neighbor, turn to your Bibles to Bitches Ain't Shit, chapter 5, verse 6. verse 6. And fellas, I want you to read this right here. It's not about what you did. It's about what you didn't or don't do. It's not about what you do. It's about what you don't. Here's the thing. Women have selective memory. This, y'all not going to like this podcast, ladies. I'm going to tell you this now. And wait a minute, real quick. Let me go back. My boy Carl Spitali, Big Spit, a.k.a. Big Spit, is going through a situation right now. I'm going to put it out there exactly what happened because we did a podcast together. I just honestly can't air that shit because he's very upset. But Big Carl, all right, at Big Spit, I want y'all to add him when you hear this, all right? At Big Spit, just say, at Big Spit, you going to be all right. We got your back, bro. Here's what happened. He's dealing with a girl. He has a girl. She's his girlfriend now. She's his girlfriend. She breaks up with him. And that's okay. Breakups happen. But not only did she break up with him, this bitch got married. Or just got engaged the other day. Now, mind you, she broke up with him 2 weeks later. You know, she broke up with him 2 weeks later. She broke up with him 2 weeks ago. And now she's married. Or now she's engaged. Fuck this hoe. All right, then got the nerve to tell him I'm sorry. Fuck you sorry about. You know what? You are sorry. You are sorry, sis. You are absolutely sorry. Yes. And my man Carl, and now here's the thing, right? But she don't, now mind you, she doesn't remember the time she told him she loved him. She don't remember the times that she sees a light. She told him she saw a life with him and blah, 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 blah. Only thing she remembers is what he wasn't. You know? And I'm going to tell you this right now, man. You focus on what the guy don't do instead of focus on what he does. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not telling you to put up with the same bullshit over and over again. I'm very open and transparent about that. Don't put up with bullshit. I get it. But it's kind of like, I'm trying to think. Let's say your dad was not the nicest guy growing up. He was very hard on you. You know, he was always in your business. He didn't let you have boys call the house, blah, 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 blah. But that man put you through college. That man sacrificed his toenails to make sure that you're okay. And all you remember him for is the yelling and screaming. Let me tell y'all something, all right? Me and my mom don't have the best relationship at all. I'm very honest about that. Me and my mom do not get along worth a damn. But I will tell you this. Hopefully, where I have to bury my mother, I will not remember my mom for what she wasn't. I'm going to remember my mom for what she was. I want to know why all of a sudden when you break up with somebody, like they ain't shit. Like that's the shit that's what bothers me, man. Like what pisses me off is that y'all only remember niggas for what they didn't do. Like you ever ask a woman about her ex? You ever ask a woman about her ex? It's always about what he did not do. The nigga didn't do this. The nigga didn't do that. The nigga couldn't drive. The nigga couldn't do this. But what about what he does do? Now, I get it. Everybody ain't for you. You know what I'm saying? Everybody not for you. I get that. But what pisses me off is that you don't realize... Like, yo, man, motherfucker, like, do y'all, like, ladies, let me ask you an honest question. Do you recognize when a man is progressing and he's trying? Or do you keep holding on to what he doesn't do? That's really what this is about. You know? It's about what he don't do. Yeah, I said it. Cause like I'm what makes me mad is that a lot of times people don't want forgiveness is not beholding somebody to who they were. Forgiveness is giving somebody a second chance to be somebody but be what you know they can be. That's what forgiveness is. Forgiveness is saying, yo, I believe you can be better. I believe you can do better. I believe that you're not this. You know, that's what forgiveness is. But all you do is want to hold on to what the mother, like, I hate the fact, like, I'll give you another example. My mom and my dad were married for 15 years, all right? They were married for 15 years. And my mother does not say anything great about my father. Now, granted, my dad might not have been the best husband. I'm going to tell you this, man. My dad is top five fathers of all time. All right? We already covered this in previous episodes. My dad is top five dads of all time. He's better than Uncle Phil. He's better than Heathcliff Huxtable. But my mom don't have nothing positive to say about my father. And I'm like, out of 15 years, you can't tell me that y'all don't have any good times you remember. You can't tell me y'all ain't have times where y'all laughed and y'all joked and y'all enjoyed yourself.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's intern John. Every football season, Safeway makes sure you're the MVP. Spend more time enjoying the game and get your groceries delivered in as soon as 30 minutes. Download the Safeway mobile app to shop for delivery or pickup, plus find hundreds of digital deals and earn rewards points for free grocery items or redeem for up to $1 per gallon on gas at Safeway or participating Exxon or mobile fuel stations. You know the deal. It's Safeway. Fresh foods, local flavors.
No, all you remember is what he didn't do. Oh, Herman was this and Herman was that, or Herman wasn't this or Herman wasn't that. Like, what, give me, I'm on live right now. Somebody please give me answers. Because I don't have them. At this point, you're never going to satisfy a woman. You're never going to satisfy. I've never met a woman in my life who says, you know what, I'm satisfied with what I got. I've never seen it. I've never seen it. I've never seen a woman who's like, you know what? I'm cool. Never seen it. No matter what you do, fellas, you're never gonna reach the final level of Mortal Kombat with women. Women want you. You know what I realized too? Women want you to just know without having to tell you. Okay, give you a prime example. Yeah, I'm airing it. I'm mad. I was called immature. Girl said, Clint, you're immature. You're immature. And I said, yo, you know what? What makes me immature? Because in my opinion, you know, when it comes to conflict resolution, I can always admit when I'm wrong. I can always admit when I messed up. I can always admit that when I could do better. And when we talk, you know what I'm saying? I'm not sitting there doing the blaming the whole time. I'm taking responsibility for my actions. So where am I immature? She says, and I quote, she says, Clint, you don't do things that men should just know how to do. So that makes me immature. Because I can't, because what you assume I should know. What you assume I should know makes me immature. Everybody's different. Everybody grows up different. So would you be immature if you, like, as a woman, if you don't know how to cook or clean? And I'm not saying that that's where the woman's place is, but you get what I'm saying, though? Those are things that women are supposed to just know how to do, right? I'm gonna take my glasses off because I'm talking right now. You know? Oh, no, material girls, you can get in the game. You can get in this game. The thing that pisses me off is I don't understand. Help me. Ladies, you know what? Help me. Help me. Give me the game. Because clearly I've been talking on this podcast for almost a year. It'll be a year next month on the 14th. You know? And I've been talking this whole time and I dropped gems and shit like that. But what the fuck? How are we supposed to know what, like everything, like, okay. So let me ask you this. Let's keep going. All right? Let's keep going. What are some things that a man's supposed to just know? Right? What are some things a man's supposed to just, let me tell you something, all right? So my dad is from a different era. My dad was born in November of 1953, all right? My dad came of age in the 70s. So my dad was a grown man starting in 1971, all right? So my dad was grown up through the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, the 2000s, the 2010s, all right? Now, growing up, back in the day, my dad had to learn different skills because in the 70s, there were things that you had to do manually. All right? It's 2019. All right? There's certain things men shouldn't have to do. Men don't do anymore. Why? My dad told me, like, okay, a man that's from down south, a man that's from down south who grew up in the 70s or grew up in the 50s and 60s, right? Chances are that motherfucker was getting up at the crack of dawn with the rooster crowing, right? And he's plowing, you know, he's doing farm shit. I don't know how to do farm shit. I'm never going to learn how to do farm shit because I don't fucking farm. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how to hunt and I don't know how to fish. Does that make me less of a man because I don't know how to do these things? No. It just means I don't know how to do them. Now, when it pertains to women, right? Back in the day, flowers, cards, and candies, that's what men do. Some men weren't taught that or didn't learn that. Come on with this, man. Ladies, you putting unfair, like, the problem is you putting unfair expectations on men when we ain't do shit. You got to tell somebody how you want to be loved and liked. You got to tell somebody. I'm not saying walk this nigga step by step, but you got to tell somebody how you want to be loved and how you want to be liked. I like to be liked with wings. Okay. All right, cool. Cool. Say that. But you're not saying it. You know what you're doing? You say it, and then you do it, and then it's like, oh, but on top of wings, I want fries too. And on top of, all right, you get the fries. On top of fries, now I want a fucking milkshake. But you were supposed to know I wanted wings, fries, and milkshake after I told you I want to be loved with wings. Come on, Clint. Come on, Clint. Women want you to just know. And I got news for you, ladies. We don't know. You said you wanted wings. You didn't say you wanted fries. I'm supposed to know you want fries. But then if I get you fries and you're allergic to fries, then you're going to say, I don't know. Yo, I know I was, if you listened to it, I just paused for a minute and I just looked at the camera. I just gave them the Dame Lillard look. Cause, hey, we talking. You know, I'm just being honest, man. Like it's hard, man. You know, one of the things I realized was when I was younger, the day I grew up was the day I realized two things. I grew up the day I realized it wasn't about me. It's not about you. It's never about you. And the day I learned that, you know, you have to tell somebody what hurts and what don't hurt. You got to tell them. You got to say it. All right. You got to, you know, I know they say, you know, 75 or 85% of communication is 80% of communication is nonverbal, but the 20% is so, so, so important. That's with anything. You know, you don't like something, say that shit. You know? And that's the thing. So the thing is, a lot of guys, like ladies, I'm going to be honest with you, a lot of guys be clueless. It ain't that we don't like you. We just don't know. A lot of guys really be clueless. You think we, you know what? You think we're that smart that we're playing dumb. You think we're playing dumb. Nigga, we don't know. No, man, I'm not playing dumb out here. I'm not playing dumb. So, I mean, you know, we talk on this podcast, and I say certain things, and I, you know, but ladies, you got to stop with the thinking that we know you. We ain't gonna know unless you tell us. You know what I'm saying? And when you tell us, please give a do it with a smile. Don't do it with attitude. That's the only way you're gonna get results. Ladies, you don't tell us. What you do is you want us to figure this shit out. I hate to say this, but man, we dumb. I'm dumb. Marcus, Victory Clothing, you dumb. Percy Jones, you dumb. Nigga, y'all dumb. We're dumb. We don't know shit. We don't know unless you tell us. You know what I mean? Oh, boy. Yeah, man. We're going to keep going, man. There's another thing I want to talk about today. I want to know, this is very important, all right? I want to know why, and I talked about this today on Instagram. I want to know why men are we shying away from having hoes? Like, why are we always ashamed to admit we got hoes? Ladies, my name is Clint Coley. I'm born June 20th, 1987 in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And I got hoes. I do. I got hoes. And you know what? I'm tired of acting like I don't. I have them, and I'm going to keep them. Because the problem is, you know, the problem is we afraid to hurt somebody's feelings. Look. So my man Carl was like, yo, him and the chick was only in a relationship for about 2 months. And then after the 2 months, now they broken up. Now he don't got no chicks. She owes him some hoes. She owes him some hoes. A lot of them. She owes him hoes. And you know what? We out here as men, we out here, and we over here trying to protect people's feelings, acting like we ain't got it. I got all the hoes. And the girls be like, yo, why are you entertaining these hoes? Because entertaining hoes are fun. All right? It's fucking fun. There's nothing better than on my Saturday afternoon than entertaining a bored hoe. I enjoy it. It makes me happy. You know why hoes make me happy? Because hoes listen. You don't even got to interpret what hoes like. You know what they like. Tyson wings, fucking Summer Walker, and whatever. But I'm tired. Hoes listen to your hopes and dreams. You know? Hoes, listen to your hopes and dreams. I've gotten so many ideas from hoes. You know how many times hoes have encouraged my career? Hoes are your biggest fans. Hoes are front row at your shows. Hoes buy advice from a fuckboy t-shirts. Hoes are the greatest thing to man since pants with pockets. Hoes have been around since BC. You want me to give you a whole story? I'll give you a whole story. All right. Now, the story doesn't end well, but he finds himself because he trusted this hoe too much. My guy Samson in the Bible. He was fucking with Delilah. Delilah told the nigga to cut his hair. All of Samson's strength was in his hair. This dickhead, that's what Philly, you know, this dickhead cuts his hair. Now, look at him. Can't move shit because the nigga trusted hoes. All right. You don't go that far. But, bro, you can tell, let me tell you something. You know what, hoes care. Hoes care. Hold on one second. Hoes care. Hoes give a fuck. Women all my life disagreeing and blah, blah, blah. You know why you disagree?
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest. There's something so thrilling about playing Chumba Casino. Maybe it's the simple reminder that with a little luck, anything is possible. ChumbaCasino.com has hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new game releases each week. Play for free anytime, anywhere for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Because you're losing to them. All right? I'm tired of acting like we don't get, ladies, let me ask you an honest question. Think about this as you're driving in your Honda or your Beamer or your Legend. Or your Benz. How many guys right now are trying to take you out? How many men in your text right now? As a matter of fact, this motherfucker trying to text you right now. And you hit him with the it can wait because you took the oath because you're not, because while you're driving, you don't want to text and drive. But how many guys are trying to take you out right now? How many guys do you tell about your day? Right? Now, let's just say it's six guys. Six guys trying to take you out. You know four of them ain't shit. But he guess what? He's thoughtful. He's kind. He's sweet. He says nice things to you. And you entertain him knowing damn well you're not interested. Men do the same thing. There's a lot of women that I'm honestly not interested in, but they'll say shit like, oh, you the girl's them sugar. And I'll be like, yeah. Bro, get the fuck out of here with this shit. Then you get mad. Oh man, why you, fuck all that punk ass shit, man. You are entertaining niggas. And you're not going to stop. You're not going to stop. And that's okay. But guess what? I won't stop. Can't stop. Won't stop. Hoes all day. If you a hoe and you listening to this podcast, and you know you are, or you know you on somebody's roster, and you don't want, you just want, hey sis, we love you. You're doing a good job. You're servicing the community. Yo, you know how many intelligent hoes I know? I know hoes with great jobs. I know hoes that are lawyers. I know hoes that are financial advisors. I know hoes that, like, I'm not talking about, you know, Sharkeisha or Sharquisha from 17th and or from 23rd and Diamond. That's not who I'm talking about. I'm talking about, I don't know, Lynette. I don't know a Lynette, but that's Lynette is a nice name. Lynette went to college. Lynette graduated with honors. Lynette's a lawyer. Lynette sucks my penis and doesn't give me a whole bunch of shit. You know what I mean? Like, hoes are great. Why are we ashamed of this shit, fellas? Fellas, here's what I want you to do, man. It's 2020 coming up. Get your hoes up. Start stacking. All right? Start stacking. All right? Let them know you we need you. I love my hoes. I love them. If you a hoe of mine and you listen to this podcast, I love you. You are right in my book. Thank you for not stressing me out. And women are like, I knew it. Yeah, you fucking knew it. I just ain't want to say it because I was trying to be nice. And you know what I realized too? Carl said something very interesting to me today. Carl said something very interesting. I got to quote him. Carl said, we talk about nice guys. There's a difference between a nice guy and a sweet guy. There's a difference between a nice guy and a sweet guy. Nice guys really do finish last, and sweet guys don't finish last. Here's the difference, all right? A sweet guy is a guy who does the little things. Like, hey, I was thinking about you. Hey, I miss you. Hey, he shows you he miss you. He shows you he likes you. He shows you he wants to be with you. He shows you, he's doing sweet gestures. He's buying you lunch, all of that. A nice guy is this guy. You dating me. Let's say you dating me. And you say, I say, hey, Lynette, what you about to do?
Chumba. Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com. VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18+.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you, from pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Oh, I'm about to go bowling with my ex-boyfriend. We're just friends. We're just catching up. Now, what a nigga supposed to say is, yo, you ain't going nowhere with your fucking ex-boyfriend. Or I'm coming too. We are bowling. Strike, motherfucker. But a nice guy will say, oh, that's cool. I trust you. I'm not that nice. God's still working on me. You can't go out with your ex-boyfriend and think I'm going to just be cool with that shit. I don't give a fuck if we just talking or not. All right? If we're serious, take your ass take your ass. You want to go boat? You know what? You know what I love about women? Let a man say some shit like that. Let me tell you, I'm going bowling with my ex. You know what you're going to say? Well, you guys can just bowl for the rest of your lives. When you're out there bowling, just remember y'all can bowl for the rest of your lives. I don't want you. Women ain't having that. You know damn well. You going to come back home to your lady. So how was bowling? Did you get strikes? Who won? Oh, cool. She going to have her shit packed. Women want you to understand shit they don't understand. Women want you to, oh man, oh my, oh man, that's the one. That's the one. Women want you to understand things that they want you to understand. Women don't understand, they don't, when it comes to you, they don't understand that. How many of you women right now are friends with your ex-boyfriend? How many of you women right now are still homies with your ex-boyfriend? How many of you? No, seriously. Now, a guy's supposed to, like, a woman is allowed to be insecure. A guy can't. Look, all these women, I'm still friends with my ex-boyfriend. You're still friends with the nigga. Still friends with him. Yet, you want to lick my balls. Can't be friends with your ex and lick my balls. Not happening. Now, I'm still friends with my ex. And it's not a big deal. Right? Now, girl asked me one time, said, Clint, if I was still friends with my ex, how would you feel? I keep the same energy. See, I'm not insecure. I feel like if you wanted to be with him, you'd be with him, but you with me. All right? If you wanted to be with him, you'd be with him, but you with me. All right? But I think that there's inappropriate things you could be doing with your ex that I'm not okay with. That's fair. Like if you and your ex is on the phone at past 10 o'clock. No. What y'all talking about? I want to laugh. I never forget my girlfriend, she had a guy, she had her ex-boyfriend. And this nigga is funny. This nigga's not that funny. If he's so funny, why don't you go be with him? Women's favorite line is keep that same energy and y'all don't keep any energy. Y'all always have new energy when it comes to us doing shit. Women are allowed to be insecure, men can't. Women are allowed to ask you, who is that bitch? Men ain't allowed to ask you, who is anybody? Women can ask, who is Brittany? Men better not ask, who is Clint? You know why? Because now you're going to look stupid. And you know what's even the worst part about it is, fellas? You know what the worst part about it is? You ask who Clint is, right? Chances are, Clint really is the nigga you should be worried about, but she tells you not to worry about him. Am I right or wrong? She always tells you you should not be worried about him, but that is the motherfucker. My ex told me not to be. She said, Clint, don't worry about Malik. It's all about you. Now look at them. Happy and shit while I'm out here doing podcasts talking to y'all. Come on, man. Fellas, you're not allowed to be insecure, man. You better hold that shit in. Don't ask who anybody is. You can't ask that. I know I'm all over the place with topics today, man, but the main thing I realize is that, fellas, I'm not even going to say you're never going to satisfy a woman, but you're women and you can't do enough. You won't win. Go ahead and be insecure. Your ass will be grass so fast. And then you know what's even funnier? women think asking who that bitch is funny. I've heard stories. So I asked him who the bitch was. That's not funny. Wasn't funny for me. I'm not laughing at you asking me who this bitch is. Come on, man. Come on. I just think that, a lot of things are just double standards everywhere in life, you know. But I think relationships right now, we're at a time right now where everybody's not being honest. You know, we're living in a time right now where you getting your relationship advice from memes, and you're applying it to people, and you're hurting people in the process, and that shit ain't cool. And I'm not even just talking about men. I mean, women. I'm talking about men too. We both doing that shit. You know, I just got to talking about hoes. Now niggas gonna run around here with hoes, like, you know what I mean? I think that we need to start. I started this podcast because honestly, I wanted shit to be fair. Let's start. How do we start making things fair? How do we start making an even playing field? Because I honestly feel like we're as men and women, we're constantly trying to get the upper hand on each other. Women, you don't listen to you. Women, you literally listen to this podcast because you want to know what the fuck men are thinking. You want to know what your boyfriend is up to. You're trying to get the upper hand. You're trying to get the cheat codes. And men, you listen to this podcast because you're tired of being. A lot of guys who listen to this podcast are guys who are tired of being walked over. The problem is the reason why you're getting walked over is because you're letting women walk over you. You know? That's what it is. So, fellas, I want this shit to be fair. I want it to be fair. Like, ladies, I want you to start really having a group chat with your homegirls and saying, you know what? Maybe I'm doing too much. Maybe I'm tripping. Maybe it's me. And girls, tell your friends about their toxic traits instead of encouraging it. Come on, man. It's been so many times I hear people or women and it's funny. Shitting on niggas is funny. And fellas, I'm gonna give you the same challenge. Shitting on women ain't funny. Hurting somebody's feelings ain't funny. That shit not cool. It's cool to be the one doing the hurting, not hurting. You know what I mean? Think about it. We got songs. Listen, the day R&B changed is the day that we praised the motherfucker doing the hurting. The day R&B changed was the day that we praised the person for doing the hurting. Think of all of the greatest R&B songs. Most of them about being hurt and expressing it. End of the Road. You know, Can You Stand the Rain? But then what happened was niggas started talking about hurting bitches. And bitches started about hurting niggas. I was literally just in the car today and I heard the girl said, my last nigga wasn't shit.
I'm Victoria Cash and I want to invite you to a place called Lucky Land. Where you can play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. So what are you waiting for? The best way to discover your luck is to spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com. That's LuckyLandSlots.com. And get lucky today. At Lucky Land. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.
Your last nigga wasn't shit. You ain't got nothing nice to say about this man. My last nigga wasn't shit. Now, I get it. Maybe he wasn't. But my thing is, there was a time y'all was happy. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I'm sorry. Maybe I should stop talking and trying to do positivity. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's me. Maybe I'm wrong. So, you know, I think that's what's happening. We're all trying to have the upper hand and the upper leg on the opposite sex. And the thing is, man, we got to be like, yo, I'm not trying to get over on you. I'm not trying to get over on you. Too many people are trying to get over on each other. Bottom line. Everybody's playing defense. Nobody's playing offense. Everybody's playing not to lose instead of playing to win. The way you play to win, man, like, yo, look, man, put your heart out there on the line. It's all right. You're going to lose some. You're going to win some. It happens. You know, and fellas, I want you to do the same thing. I tell ladies, you know, I told ladies, you know, hey, man, sometimes, it's me. And fellas, I want you to we not encouraging no more fuck shit. We not encouraging it. We not encouraging hurting each other. We're encouraging us being there. So like my brother Carl, man, I'm going to tell you this. Yeah, that girl wasn't shit. That girl got married on you, Carl. That girl did something very egregious. Breaking up with you and then getting engaged to somebody else. She's dead wrong. But that don't mean all women ain't shit. And that don't mean you got to take it out on women that's going to come or blessings coming towards you, bro. You have to go through that. Tell you a true story. I used to play baseball. And I remember I struck out. We lost the championship. I struck out, we lost the championship. And I never forget, I cried. And my mom was about to hug me, and my dad said, no, let that nigga feel that. I had to feel that because the very next year, I got better. My team did win the championship. And I'm not saying because of me, it was a team effort, but I did what I had to do. I got in the gym and I got my game better. Carl, I'm going to put a challenge out to you, my brother. You my fucking man. You a fan of this. People love you on this podcast. Carl, I want you to do some soul searching. I want you to start thinking of ways or doing things that help you and make you a better man so you could be a better man for another woman. So you're not constantly perpetuating the cycle that hurt people. You got me? Carl, that's for you, bro. All right? No more. We got your back. Everybody, I want you to listen. If you're listening to this podcast, I need you to at Carl, at Big Spit on Instagram, and tell him we got your back, brother. Because, the whole... You know, men ain't shit, women ain't shit, blah, blah, blah. We done with that. All right. Anyway, it's time for Ask Clint. Y'all know this is my favorite part of the podcast. People ask me dumbass questions. I give you dumbass answers. Here we go. It says, please keep my name anonymous. It says, hey, Clint, me and my friend have been fucking on and off for 2 years now. We're really good at being friends with benefits. Recently, my car broke down and I needed a ride home. He helped me to try to jumpstart my car and everything. Couldn't get it to start, so I left my car and I figured something else out in the morning. I know he's not obligated to do shit for me, but am I wrong for getting mad that he didn't offer me a ride home? Granted, he do help me when I need help. But I just don't like the fact that he didn't even offer me a ride home. Should I be mad and never fuck with him again? Or should I understand he's not obligated and keep fucking him? By the way, love the podcast. Now, this is exactly what the fuck I was talking about at the beginning of the podcast when I say and women don't remember what you do. It's about what you didn't do. Let's read through this again. He says that she says her and him have been fucking for 2 years now. Recently her car broke down. He helped me to try to jump my car and everything. So which means he came to your rescue. He came out. He tried to help you jump your car. But you're mad that he didn't offer you a ride home. Now, I do understand that. But maybe he had something else to do that he couldn't offer you a ride home. You don't know the circumstances. But he came to your defense. He came there when you needed him. He's not obligated. You said that. It says, I know he's not obligated. You're absolutely right. He's not obligated. But what you're saying is, oh, he came to jump my car, blah, 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 blah. But he didn't offer me a ride, so I should stop fucking with him. So never mind the fact that this man got up out of his bed or came from wherever he came from to make sure that you was okay. Only thing you care about is the fact that he didn't give you a ride. But he helped you out, though. Now, I can understand if this motherfucker didn't answer the phone at all. You are dead right. I would leave him alone. There's no way, there's no way I'm fucking somebody who ain't coming through and helping me when I need them. But he did come through. He just didn't help you the way you wanted to be helped. But here's the thing. Why didn't you ask for a fucking ride home? I'll wait. Why didn't you ask for a ride home? He has to suggest it. Now it's his fault. But he came out and helped you, though. You see what I'm saying? Like, people, it's like we remember people for what they do, but what they don't do, instead of remember for what they do. That's bullshit. That's bullshit. You know? Come on, man. I'm not saying he shouldn't be held accountable for not giving you a ride home. But I do think that it's really unfair to put that on him when he came out and helped you in the first place. You see what I'm saying? Like, he came out, like, I can understand if he didn't help you at all. He helped you. He just didn't give you what you wanted, which you should have asked for. Closed mouths don't get fed. Again, we don't read mind, ladies. He's thinking that, oh, I came out, I helped her out. That's enough. He helped you try to jump your car. Come on, man. Why would it not cross his mind to give a ride home? It's not about... See, that's what the... Why would it not help cross his mind to give her a ride home? You don't know what he had going on. What if he had something else to do? That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying, it says, wait, she says, how I'm gonna get home? You see the jump didn't work. Okay. Let's just hypothetically say, because we gotta get ready to go. Let's just hypothetically say, I'm laying in bed. I get a phone call. Ring, 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 ring. Hello? Hey, Clint, how you doing? Nothing, girl, how you doing? Right now, mind you, we're just fucking. You're not my girlfriend. Hey, yeah, my car just broke down. Where at? I'm on I-95 over by Brent Franklin Bridge. Say no more. I'll be there in 30 minutes. The nigga comes, tries to jump the car, couldn't jump the car. Now, what if he had, all I'm saying is, what if he has something else to do? So now he can't give you a ride home. But he came there to make sure you were okay. Now, what we don't see in this text is maybe he waited for her to get an Uber. I don't know. But why would he offer something if he can't produce? But, oh, I'm going to stop fucking with him because he didn't offer me a ride home. But he came to my rescue. That's so fucking backwards. Again, I'm not saying he shouldn't have offered a ride home. I actually agree with he should have. What I'm saying is, though, is it that deep to not fuck with him anymore? Still mad at him. Still mad at him because he didn't give you what you wanted. But he came through when you needed him. And wait a minute. And it says, granted, he do help me when I need help. He do help me when I need help. And mind you, she spelled it grant it, like Anyway, granted, he do help me when I need help. I just don't like that he didn't offer me a ride home. So he do help you when you need help, which lets me know this motherfucker gives you money. And you mad that he didn't. This is what I mean by your women are never satisfied. They want you to do everything. He helps her out when she needs help. He's there for you. He just didn't give you a ride home. And now you're throwing away all pussy privileges. Wow. That's nice. Good for you, sis. The advice I'm going to give you today is I'm going to tell you this. You go ahead and stop fucking with old boy if you want. Whatever. But this man is not your boyfriend. This man is your friend, your fuck buddy. And what he does is he comes through for you when you need him. He just didn't give you a ride home on the night you needed a ride home when you could have asked for a ride home, but he did show up for you. Fuck you. Not you personally. I like you. I mean, you're cool. But if you want to leave him alone, that's cool. But just know it ain't a lot of fuck buddies out here that's coming to your rescue at 2 o'clock in the motherfucking morning. I'm telling you that right now or whatever the time he is. There's a lot of motherfuckers like, I'm sorry to hear that. Or you'll call him like, let me see. Fuck that. Anyway, what did we learn today? I learned that women are never satisfied. And I learned that you guys are always going to want more. And it's never enough. And this is why we are where we are in life with you. Bottom line. Because Stone Cold said so. And also, I learned today that all my brothers out there, going to continue to entertain these hoes. And we're going to entertain them the way that we want to entertain them. And, that's it. Ladies and gentlemen, you have just listened to a new episode of Advice from a Fuckboy. Thank you for listening. Thank you for laughing. Don't forget. Live podcast Irvine this Thursday. Get your tickets, they're free. Use promo code Clint. Also, don't forget the store is 30% off all week. There is no promo code for that. Just go to www.advicefromafckboy.com and get whatever you want to get. And last but not least, don't forget DC. I'll be there doing stand up the 27th and the 28th. And that's it. Thank y'all for listening, thank y'all for laughing. And don't forget to at my man Big Spit. All right. Don't forget to at my man Big Spit and let him know he's gonna be all right. God bless, Godspeed.
You wanna keep it real, you know the deal. Keep you up on game, it won't be the same. Say what's his name, Clint Cole. Say what's his name, Clint Cole. Say what's his name.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest. There's something so thrilling about playing Chumba Casino. Maybe it's the simple reminder that with a little luck, anything is possible. ChumbaCasino.com has hundreds of social casino-style games to choose from with new game releases each week. Play for free anytime, anywhere for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's intern John. Celebrate the coziest season with Safeway. They bring all the fall flavors to you. From pumpkin everything to caramel apples and all of your seasonal favorites. Make the most of those fireside dinners, game-winning touchdowns, and warm family gatherings. All you gotta do is visit your neighborhood Safeway today or shop online for easy pickup or delivery. They're here to help you spice, season, and savor every moment. Sincerely, Safeway, your favorite local supermarket.